I mean, we've had, two very difficult years, and as has everybody. But we did manage to keep Arts Fresco going over those 2 years. So 2 years ago, we had a sort of online virtual event, which was the first time we'd ever done it, and we thought it was really successful. And then last year, we felt a little bit more confident, so we got a number of COVID-friendly acts over to do some work with us. So we had three acts going around the town, again, much smaller scale than we were used to. So this year we're building it up to nearly what it used to be. It won't quite be as big, but it'll be much more the Arts Fresco that we recognise. So again, we'll be closing off some of the town centre. We'll be bringing some of the acts in. We're really thrilled because this is our 20th. Well, we've been going now for 20 years, which is quite a remarkable feat for something which is just put on by a bunch of amateurs and volunteers. But we've managed to keep the interest and enthusiasm going. So we've got about, I think, about 14 acts scheduled to come through, and each of them will be doing three or four performances. So if you kind of multiply that up, that'll be quite a busy day. And we hope to start, we aim to start between 10:30 and 11, and we'll finish between 3 and half 3. So it'll be a busy day.
Absolutely fantastic, and I know people really, really love the event, not just in Market Harbour, but from the surrounding areas, because the turnout's usually fantastic.
The turnout's not, yeah, I mean, we're always thrilled with the kind of turnout we get, and we hope, that's the reason we do it. There is no other reason that we get involved and spend the year putting together the one day, other than the fact that we've got people who come out on the day and thoroughly enjoy it. And it's the look on people's faces, and it's the way the crowd interact with the performers, which for us makes it so special. And what I find really interesting is when we talk to the performers, to the acts, that's one of the things they comment on. I mean, they go all over the country and they just perform everywhere. But they always remark about how friendly and supportive the people of Market Harbour are, and how they, because they've been working here for 20 years, and the people of Harbour have been experiencing it for the last 20 years. There is an, people understand how it works. They know what's going on, and they join in, and they participate in the way that the acts feel comfortable. So it really is not just for us a celebration, and it's great to get all the people in, as you say, from all over the surrounding areas. But the acts are really keen to come and perform for us, which is always wonderful.
It's always a brilliant day, and I know a lot of work has to go into securing funding for the event. How's that air gone this time?
Funding is always the issue because it's an expensive day. I mean, it's free to anybody who comes along. There's no, if you come along as someone to watch Arts Fresco, the whole thing is free. The downside for us as organisers is we have to raise the money to put it all on, and it's a challenge. Increasingly so as things get tighter. But we've, we're delighted that we got support from the Arts Council. We've got support from the Symington's Trust, the Bowden's Trust, from the Market Harbour Building Society. So we're incredibly grateful for the support we get. But as ever, it's always on a knife edge. We never know finally how many acts we can get together until we've got the final amounts of money in. And we're always looking out. So if there's anybody out there who feels, they would love to support us and keep it going for our 21st year, we'd love to hear from you. But yeah, you're right. No, it is a challenge, as for any events like ours.
Yeah, no, sure. And I know you do fantastic work care preparing for it. And in terms of the acts, are you able to give us a flavour of if there'll be
We've
any?
got some,
Yeah.
yes. It's some old favourites. So we've got people like Mark, who, and I think they're going to be doing an Escapology act. The reason I mention them first is they have been coming and supporting us for the past 20 years. They were there at the very first Arts Fresco, and every time we've had an Arts Fresco, they've been with us. So, they're stalwarts. We've got the Stalkers, who were there before. They're dressed in black and white costumes and just kind of on stilts move around the town. We've got a new act called Camera Obscura coming, which is more an installation with sort of dance, electronic installation with sort of dance that's in front of it. We've got the Strong Lady Act, we've got the Grannies Act, we've got a whole range of them. And what we'll be doing is, as more of them get confirmed, we'll start issuing them out on social media so people can keep abreast of what's going on.
This is the biggest kind of event of its kind, I think we've said, in the East Midlands before. I don't know if
it is. Yeah. It is. I mean, not only that, now we're one of the, we're 20 years means we're one of the oldest. And what's very interesting is we're now getting other organizations who are putting on street theatre coming to us to ask for advice and asking us how we manage to do it, which is very gratifying, because it does show that, you know, that what we've got in Harbour is something special, because other people want to come and try and emulate it. And I think that's a real feather in our cap as a community, that we, you know, we've got things which other people want. It's a great thing to be going, and we're delighted that we're still carrying on.